720 WGN, thanks for joining us. Newsroom temperature check. Hopefully you guys are familiar with this. If you're not, welcome to the show. It is sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Kevin, you look like you're ready to go. What do you got?
Oh, wow. I wasn't ready to go, but now I am. I'll make myself ready to go. Apparently, the account, whoever runs the Empire State Building's Twitter account, has a beef with The Bean, which reopened on Sunday.
What?
Did you guys see this?
No.
There was a post about The Bean reopening, and the Empire State Building account shared a clip of Wendy Williams asking the audience on her show to, quote, clap if you care. And everyone's like, well, what's this about? So Empire State Building's got a beef with The Bean.
I like it.
Our Bean.
Does it beat him in tourism numbers or something? Must.
I don't know. But everyone was kind of responding like, wow, this is getting
funny.
A little heated. So, you know, The Bean was under construction, or at least around The Bean, for what was it, 12 months of construction, something like that, Steve?
Yeah, but isn't Wendy Williams, she's not even on TV anymore.
No, it was more of like a GIF response, you know. It had nothing to do with Wendy Williams.
I got you. Okay.
Did The Bean respond?
I didn't see if The Bean did respond. They just kind of posted, someone put The Bean in Chicago is reopened, and then Empire State Building out of nowhere posted that clip.
That's nice, though. It's fighting on the big stage. I like that.
And New York kind of has their own Bean now. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Looks similar to our Bean, but
that's
not as
fair.
Cool.
I know there's the Boston's got a Bean.
Does it?
Is it baked?
Oh, the Boston, yeah. So I don't know where this came from, but apparently the Empire State Building is hating on The Bean.
Well, get their attention. That's good. You wouldn't want to get picked on by like the Topeka Bean or something like that, but the Empire State Building, that's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Something
and
to keep
an eye on. And it's making headlines. I just Googled it. You know, it's one after another. Empire State Building social team disses Chicago's iconic Bean. Right. Empire State Building disses Chicago's Bean. GDC slaps back. We haven't slapped back yet. Heavy. What is
I
the
haven't
GDC?
Seen yet, but I don't
Good day,
know.
Chicago. Oh, okay. Our TV people in town, they were slapping back. That is so funny. I think you're onto something, Mary. I think that they're just not happy with our numbers because people
are
pretty
our numbers
excited.
Are way higher, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, because everybody's seen the Empire State Building, right?
Yeah. And you get to see yourself in The Bean. You know, that's what everybody loves.
Distorted.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, if you ever go by The Bean, there are people by The Bean taking pictures. Always.
Well, I mean, it's just like the Empire. It's not a competition. It's just kind of.
It's a competition now, Steve.
I guess
they
it is. Wow,
it.
Here we go.
Twitter said, somebody said, the beef I didn't know I needed. Somebody else said, I know a building that's filled with asbestos isn't speaking. end that fraud for me. My favorite building got spicy today. It sounds fun. I like that. What's your story, Steve?
All right. This is it too early for the holidays from hell?
Well, is that what day are you talking
Christmas
about?
In July.
Kevin, what's your biggest nightmare as a relatively newly married man when it comes to holidays?
My nightmare?
Oh, I'll tell you, the Hallmark Movie Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what could make it worse? The Hallmark Movie Channel is teaming up with the Kansas City Chiefs.
What?
For a movie this year.
Not about Taylor and
No,
Travis.
No. But I'm sure they're trying to, you know, milk that. But it's called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Ah, jeez.
What?
The movie will tell the story of a fan whose family is of Chiefs fans or is a front runner for the Fan of the Year contest, and she falls for the Director of Fan Engagement.
Oh, everybody loves Director of Fan Engagement, Steve.
Well, you know, they're engaging. And the movie will film in Kansas City this summer, including some at the Chiefs Stadium. So we've got that to look forward to.
So you're saying your wife watches that stuff, Steve?
I'm not going to speak for my wife, but I know a lot of people who do.
In our family, it's my brother-in-law, Walt.
Is that right?
Retired 150 operator, loves the Hallmark movies. We even bought him socks for Christmas that, you know, say something when he's kicked back in the recliner. I mean, loves him. It's the funniest thing. I don't get it.
No, yeah, Sharon does like them. And it's just like a comfort sort of holiday sort of thing. I don't get it. I'm always going toward the end. I'm like, so they got together? Did they get together this time?
Shocker.
Yeah.
Is Lori Loughlin in the new movie?
I don't know if she's in this one or not.
Is Travis Kelce in it, Steve?
I'm going to say probably not.
Yeah. Is Taylor Swift going to be in it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you what, those two are getting married.
I am just happy
for
them.
They were having fun in London.
I love seeing everything they do.
I know you do.
I want to see. I wonder what they had for breakfast this morning.
They're famous.
I want a report.
So full of you know what.
What's your story, Mayor?
Okay, so you know how everyone went crazy for that pink Stanley Cup drink thing from Starbucks stores?
Right.
The Target?
The thermos.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, when you said Stanley Cup, I'm thinking, well, no, Florida won it last night.
No, they call it a Stanley Cup, don't they?
Well,
because it was pink.
When this first came out, I really thought you guys were talking about the Stanley Cup for
weeks.
So did I, because I
don't drink coffee, and I didn't understand any of this. Well, now they're releasing another one, and it's lime green. So everybody's going to be standing in line at Target, the Target Starbucks, to get this lime. It's like $54 for.
Well, you know what? It's like the Stanley that our dad, maybe not your dad, but my dad was a working man, and he always had a Stanley thermos, and it was that kind of weird green. And they kind of riffed on that, and then every housewife wanted one. And when I say housewife, I'm talking about women who are at home with kids or they're working with kids, but it's a certain demographic of women in like their 30s and 40s, and they have to have one.
Yeah. I mean, I've never even seen one. You know, I don't know. Are they real heavy? Can you put them in your car, you know, holder, your cup holder?
Do
they fit?
In general, there's a water bottle craze ongoing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why do we fall for this stuff? I don't understand what it is about us. I mean, I do it too, but
I don't know. I'm not buying one anytime
I'll buy you
soon.
One.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with water bottles.
Well, I think everybody's trying to avoid the plastic water bottles, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't mean that. True. I mean overspending because something says Stanley on it and it's lime green and it's popular.
But the water bottle market, I'm saying, is massive right now.
Sure. I have two in my car all the time.
Should we invest into the water bottle market?
So tell me, is it bad to have a water bottle in your car during the summer, like that you just keep drinking and you don't empty it or change it? You know what I'm saying? The plastic one.
You mean wash it?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about a plastic one.
I know, but you're not washing it, you're saying?
No,
I'm just talking like a bottle of Avion
about
that
a bottle.
Sits in the car.
Yeah. Isn't that bad? If like I don't know how long it's been there, and I was thirsty the other day, and I took a sip.
I think it's a good way to do a cleanse.
Well, I mean, we're not talking years, right? I mean, you're just worried about the plastic.
Maybe like a week, but you know, it's hot
and fine.
It's in the car. Okay,
the
was it already open, so it had a little bacteria in there brewing too?
Yeah, what could happen?
I don't know. We'll find out. I took a sip before I came into work. So far, so good. But you see me running.
You guys are cracking me up about the Bean versus the Empire State Building. Somebody from 847 said the entirety of the state of New York can kiss my Chicago. And yeah. And another said my husband was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. We took him to the Bean for the first time on his 60th birthday. Upon arrival, he looked at us with a very puzzled look on his face. What do you get at the Bean? He was serious. How can you live in Chicago your entire life and not know about the Bean? That's what this person did. I don't know how you could not know about the Bean.
Well, it's only 20 years old, right?
You should probably know about the Bean. And yeah, somebody else said, my dad had that olive green Stanley in the good old days. Yes, yes. And another said, Mary, cancer-causing plastics, it's leaching into the water when you leave it in your car.
Ah, great.
Everybody said it's not good for you, which we know it's not good for you. But, you know, sometimes when you're thirsty, you gotta try. Yeah, right?
I'll throw it away when I get home.
Water.
If I'm around.
Do something good with it. Hey, Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.